This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, "Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Underline that in your Bible. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, "Why are you thinking these things in your heart? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today. We have seen remarkable things today." I mentioned this in the first service. It's not even on my notes, but you have a case here where the Lord responded to the faith of people who had faith that Jesus could do something, get this, in someone else's life, which is interesting. He was impressed with the faith of the friends who brought their friend into the presence of Jesus. There's a lesson there, folks, that some of you are praying for a family member. Some of you are praying for a spouse. Some of you are praying for a son or daughter. You're praying for a brother or sister or a friend. And the Lord, get this, may respond to your faith on behalf of that person. Don't give up praying for somebody. Don't ever give up praying. I know of one case where a man said a woman prayed for him for 7 years to come to Christ, and he rejected the Lord. He said straight every week for 7 years, and finally, after 7 years, he responded. Can you imagine if that woman had given up praying? But she didn't. Don't ever give up when you're praying on behalf of someone else, when you're believing on behalf of someone else. Well, I want to look at several things in the text because I think they're very important. If you will, bring up the verse 17. One day as he was teaching, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law had come from every village of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. They were sitting there, and the power of the Lord was present for Jesus to heal the sick. That is a verse that confuses some people because it implies that Jesus had power at times and there were other times that he didn't. You know, did the power kind of ebb and flow like a magician? No. Listen carefully what this means. The power was there because Jesus was there. Any place Jesus is, the power of the Lord is there. If Jesus Christ is in your life, the power of the Lord is in your life. The power of God's in your life. You don't have to raise your hands. I think I asked people in the first service to do this, but have you ever been surprised when God actually answered a prayer of yours? Like, whoa, what happened? I just prayed that. I didn't know there was really going to be an answer. Sometimes Christian people are surprised that God actually acts upon our prayers. Just remember, where Jesus is, the power of the Lord is there. When you speak a word for Jesus Christ, please don't think that it's all up to you. Please don't think that it's all up to your words and the way you phrase things and how you put a spin on it. The power of the Lord is in a man's life who's sharing the Lord with somebody else. The power of the Lord is with a woman who's sharing the Lord with somebody else. It's his power, not ours. That's what I want you to recognize this morning. The power of the Lord was present to heal the sick. Question: what's going on in your life that would take the power of God to change, to redirect, to cease, to begin anew in your life? You know what those things are. Our website is crosshope.org. We hope you listen tomorrow as the program continues. That's crosshope.org. God bless you and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.